Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Lauren Lapkus, John Gabris, they at it again. What's up, everybody? You know it's Raised by TV. There's season 1, season 2, but now it's at season 3. Then they still chalking TV from the 80s and 90s. But that's not all, they also got Stick, TGIF, and Oprah. Yeah, you bet they're back. More comedy, memorable characters from their twisted minds. Listen to it now. It's a podcast. Listen to it when you got the time. It doesn't matter. It's on all of your favorite apps. Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. And you know it's not crap. Raised by TV Season 3. Listen to it now. Get it in your ears.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
This is Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast.
With Zach and Jess, I'm Zach Reno.
I'm Jess McKenna. We have guest piano player on the keys,
Greg Smith.
Woo! Yeah, same crushing
song,
it.
Different key, crushing it. All 88 of them, the blacks and whites, coming together to make beautiful music.
Guys, I'm sorry if you're noticing a drop off in the boom booms, but which is what you call in the business.
The boom booms went to a different house, so we have producer Dana sitting in the chair next to me while we wait for the boom booms to come back.
She's back in the just producer chair. She doesn't have a drummer hat on today, but the boom booms will be back.
She will be drumming. She just doesn't have sticks in her hands or drums in front of
her.
That's right. They are ghost drums for our large ghost audience.
We felt like we had to play to them
at least once.
Yeah.
We so rarely do ghost content.
Are you a good drummer? Sorry, I've not been introduced.
No, you know what? I love it.
It's part of the ghost.
She's
the ghost.
She's a great drummer.
She's great.
Great.
Listen to any of like the past 10 episodes, and she's drumming on them. She's really excellent.
She's great. Okay. It's not like we're not like tolerating our producer on the drums. We're loving our producer on the drums.
She's so drum forward. It's in her Twitter bio.
I just feel like, and this is you know my image, but I feel like drummers are like these aggressive like, and Dana's very like you seem like. To hit the thing. Look, this is sounding sexist.
No, you're saying that most drummers are coming from a place of anger. Anger is what fuels their drumming.
Rage.
But you know what?
Throw your rage.
I think drummers are coming from a place of rhythm, you know?
I think that's largely true.
Guys, we have a guest, and you're hearing from him, but here he is. You know him from Howard Stern and Inside Amy Schumer. It's Kyle Dunnigan.
Thank you. Thank you for my introduction. Wow, already jumping in?
Yeah, perfect.
It wasn't perfect, but thank you.
But the jumping in is perfect.
The thing about music is that it's so subjective. And what it's makes true. It perfect?
Yeah,
is,
Yoko Ono, there's an example.
I went to a theater conference in high school where some of my friends, there was like an open submission category at California State Thespian where you could basically do anything and try to like get a ribbon for it. I don't know. And they went up and like just put on this Yoko Ono song and like did basically like their version of joke performance art. They like birthed a blanket and
what
like.
What is it called? Yoko Ono.
Oh, God, I wish. No, but they presented it like.
It's a good comedy band.
Yeah, Yoko Ono.
We are Yoko Ono.
We're here to break shit up.
Yoko Ono.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And when they left, this mom of a different student whose, like, daughter was, like, trying to compete in this very open, ridiculous category, like, pretty earnestly, the mom of that girl looked at my friends and was like, that was such a waste of your talent. It was like, why do you care about these other kids?
The Yoko Ono, because it is subjective, music and art and all that is.
It's but also say, not, though, so yeah.
In a way, like, I feel like she completely ignores melody. Like, she doesn't write melodies.
She is not making good music, but you could posit she's making good art. Right?
Right.
We do have, by Western standards and like the Western scales that we use, we do have like a kind of mathematical, you can be on or off pitch.
Yes. Right?
So like in that way, we can be very objective about you sung it bad. You did the singing badly.
And she's a bad singer.
But if her point is to be like, what is singing? And what is bad? Then my and what are is, notes? You know what I mean?
My point is to be what is your buying your album, and it's I'm not doing
well,
it.
I think she probably doesn't care if you buy. I think she's like, I'm here to be Yoko. Like, you know, like, I don't think that's the point, right? She's a performance artist.
Yeah, I think that's right.
It's like that someone who covers themselves in meat is like, I mean, that's not good costume making.
Right, it's just meat art.
Yeah.
It could be argued that art makes you feel a certain way. So right. What is she going for? Someone sits down in their chair, their lazy boy, they put on Yoko Ono. Like, what are they feeling?
We go now to a bunch of guys hanging out. They, hey guys, thanks for coming down to my basement. Everyone has their own lazy boy.
Mm. This is the... Dirk, this is the sickest man cave I've ever seen.
Hey, thanks. You know, although I like to think of it as just, you know, when my wife uses it, it's her cave. You know, anyone could like a lazy boy.
Huh. That's pretty progressive, Dirk.
Yeah, man. Like, listen.
It's a man-woman cave.
It's just a cool room in my house. It's just like a cool space. And I want you guys to each, like, relax in one of these lazy boys.
Oh, you sit in this bad boy. Lean back. Oh, it's got some good leg extension.
Can I play you this record? Will you listen to these tunes? Can I open up your mind while you hang in my non-gender specific room?
Yeah, what do you wanna put
like,
on?
Yeah, what's
you
like?
You guys sure you're ready? About?
Yeah.
Okay.
Super ready.
Will you give me the benefit of the doubt if you don't like it right away? Will you please just give it a listen of a couple minutes before you got something to say?
Now, Dirk, there's such a lead up to this music. It's making us think we won't use it. Mm-hmm. Or think about it after we hear it.
Yeah, Dirk, you gotta know you've always had great taste. You've
great
always
taste,
had
Dirk.
Great taste.
Such good
taste. Can't wait to hear this music in the side of my face, my ears, because you've always had great taste.
Yeah, Dirk, it's true, man.
Just
thanks,
put it
guys.
On. I'm
all
sure
right,
we'll
right.
love
yeah, bro.
No, you
right.
don't need to
just,
like
yeah,
yeah,
don't
I'm
lead
sure
up to
we'll
it.
Love
you're right,
yeah,
you're right,
we're gonna
right.
like it for sure.
Will you support me
Dirk.
That I'm
oh
playing
my God, Dirk,
this
you're still
song
leading up.
Final? Please don't think I'm pretentious. It's just the only way that I could find it.
No, Dirk, we all understand. Records got a very specific sound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
You can just put it on right now. You don't have to keep digging around because you've got great taste.
You got great taste.
You got great taste.
Great taste.
I mean, in musical and honestly, any other space, Dirk, you've got
great taste.
So put it on.
Dirk, don't worry if you're showing them too much of what's in your heart.
Brandon, he's just standing in the corner. What's he doing?
It's a little weird,
it's
but...
It's a little weird.
Your friends will stand beside you.
Does Dirk know we
you
can
know
hear her?
You can do this. Yeah. Let them do their part. Okay, here it goes.
Ay, 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 ay. We are
said I would listen to that, but I had to leap across the room and rip the needle out of it.
Wait a minute, Chad. Was that on backwards? Did you put it on the turntable?
Oh, yeah. Did you put it on backwards?
No, guys.
Did you do this?
No, that's how it was meant to be played, and that's my favorite song by an experimental artist from Sweden who was born in Iceland but grew up in Spain.
Is this true?
My favorite song.
By who?
By an experimental artist. And once I say it, he'll never forget her. Bjorkian, oh no.
One more time.
Bjorkian, oh no. Bjorkian, oh no. A woman who's changing what music is.
I mean, honestly, when it came at my ears first, I sweat so hard that I glistened. But maybe it's just one of those albums you don't get on the first time. Let's give it a second listen.
Ay, 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 ay.
Didn't you guys get it?
Bjorkio Ono?
Bjorkian Ono.
I kind of like the part when she went, ah! And the other part when she goes, ah!
I kind of like the part where she went, ay, ay, ay!
Yeah, that was my favorite part,
yeah,
too!
Yeah, me too!
Seeing you,
this
think
is
I have great taste.
This is a great
taste.
Yeah.
This is a great taste for me to share with you.
Hey, what if we go to, like, the hospital and visit sick people that are dying and play this music for them?
I think that this is the definition of something that when people, when kids are saying, like, it gives me life. This album gives me life.
The best medicine is music?
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Great taste, jerk, you have
great taste.
Let's go to the hospital and put it in those children's tiny face. Because you have great taste.
Great taste.
Ladies, listen, while our husbands are downstairs, can I be, I don't know. First of all, do you like these sandwiches I made?
I was going to say that your tuna melts melt my heart.
Okay.
I was going to say that your footlong subs are a substitute for all the happiness in my life.
Okay. And I was going to say, if I could name these sandwiches, I would name them after you guys, because you are my heroes.
That is so sweet.
Marjorie.
Come on, listen. Why would I have ladies over for subs, melts, and paninis if I didn't, like, want to share?
You know what I appreciate? Normally when you bring someone over and it's like you have sandwiches, you have one kind of sandwich or you have, like, one vessel of sandwich with different fillings. You just have three wildly different sandwiches. And I,
yep.
Marjorie, I so appreciate that.
Of course. Like, I gotta have a footlong Italian sub, also known as a hero, also known as a hoagie, also known as a...
You're my hero.
Oh, come on. You're my hero. That's what I said. And then I have tuna melts and patty melts. And then I have, like, this really great burrata panini with, like, heirloom tomatoes and a pesto spread.
Marjorie, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
I hope this isn't too personal, but
oh
you
gosh.
Seem afraid to go down to the man cave.
I agree with Debbie.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Have, like,
you seem scared.
Like, no. Physically, mentally.
What do you guys mean? I'm not, like, scared. I'm not, like, funneling all of my energy into, like, sandwiches.
See, it's just that, like, as you said that, you squished two sandwiches into tiny balls in your
tomato
hand.
You know, it's
dripping.
Like, you've seen cake balls. Why can't we have sandwich balls? What if I put this sandwich ball on a stick? Would you love it?
Oh, my God. She's losing her mind.
Yeah. Marjorie!
What?
Put down the sandwich carving knife and sit down at the table. You have got some stuff going on.
Oh, yes, girl.
You need to unload to your girlfriends right now or your mind is going to be gone. What's in the basement?
What's in the basement?
That scares you in the basement.
What's in the basement?
Are you unprepared for what's in the basement? Also, these subs are really good.
That's nom, true. Nom, nom.
I'm not scared. I don't feel any pressure like a melting cheese between two plates of metal that melts it. I'm not feeling so much anxiety that I grind my teeth like I felt it in them. So, no, I don't know what you're saying. Just a lady who likes putting fillings between two breads. I don't have anything zooming around in my terrified Marjory head.
Nothing. What's in the basement? Marjory, what's in the basement? Listen, Debbie and I are your best friends. You have to be honest with us. What's in the basement? Debbie, don't you want to know?
I'm so scared for you. This is supposed to be your home, your sanctuary. There's so much fear in your eyes. Don't keep it from us. Don't tell us those lies. What's in the basement?
What's in the basement?
Tell us now.
Tell us right now. What's in the basement? Is it a bear?
Is it a bear, seriously? Is there a bear down in the basement? Be honest.
Oh my God, Debbie, there's a bear in the basement.
By your reaction.
Stop.
If there's not a bear, why aren't you saying there's not a bear? Okay,
there's not a bear.
Did the bear tell you not to tell anyone?
No, oh my God.
Did the bear say don't tell people there's a bear?
Are you being held hostage by a bear in
Marjory,
the basement?
Tell us the truth.
Deb, Carly, there is no bear in the basement and no bear that can talk that is telling me not to speak about the bear.
Wink once if there's a bear in the basement.
Yeah. I thought you said my name was Trish. Never mind. Listen.
I often say that when I say you're like, ugh, Debbie, you're being such a Trish.
Oh, that's right.
You know Trish, the girl who used to hang out with us.
Oh, that's right.
But we had to kick her out. She was mean. Like, I know exiling a friend is mean, but she was mean.
Sometimes self-care is getting rid of the toxic people
she
around
was
you.
Wait, is Trish
toxic.
In the basement? We haven't gotten to that.
Guys, Trish is not in the basement.
That's not what it is.
I'm going to tell you what's in the basement, okay, guys? Okay. It's taking a lot, okay? What's in the basement is just my husband and your two husbands sitting in Lazy Boys, but they're listening to this music that Dirk says is good, but I think it's bad, and I feel like I'm losing Dirk because I'm like, how do you, the man I married, the man I stood in front of my friends and family and said forever
now
and ever,
and forever.
Now
it
and forever.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
I remember.
I'm so sorry I couldn't come.
No, you had your cousin's wedding.
Yes.
And they got that invite in person. Like, honestly, I understand. Sometimes
I shouldn't have said +4. That was my mistake.
So yeah. Wasn't your cousin's wedding in the morning?
It was a whole confusing thing.
That, like, I'm sorry, Debbie, are you being a Trish? Are you being a straight up Trish?
I'm being a little Trishy, but I'm trying to apologize for the wedding.
Thank you. It was 8 years ago, so bygones be bygones. But guys, it makes me feel like I don't even know who he is, and like, it's really awful. And you know, it feels like one of those first signs where you're like, wait a second. It's not so much that the music is scary, although it is. I've had nightmares. But it's that it's like, this is the crack, you know?
You know, normally I would try to make you feel better, but music is a real sign. If you don't like the person's music, that's a deal breaker for me on a first date.
Yeah, I would say that you discovering this out now, like if it were me, and I don't mean to freak you out, normally I don't want to build you up and all that stuff, but if it were me right now, I would be on my way to file for a divorce.
Yeah,
are you guys serious? You'd already be filing for a divorce.
Oh, well, yeah. I think you all know, I went through Nathan's, you know,
you went
iPhone
through,
and
yeah.
Looked at
Spotify
all his music
playlists.
And I deleted
Pandora stations.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it's just that I thought me and Dirk had the same musical taste.
No, you have to change his musical taste now.
How bad could it be, though?
Open. Listen, I don't want you to be too scared. Okay.
Just go over to this
door. Just go over to that door.
Crack it open.
Crack it open.
So you're sure there's not a bear in the basement?
Or like a dead cat?
There's no bear or a dead cat.
There's not a bear eating a cat.
No. That's
that is a bear eating a cat. Open the door again.
Ew!
Marjorie, just tell us there's a bear in your basement.
It's not a bear.
Wait, someone like wrote that down, went to a studio, paid money, and recorded that, and then made it, and then sent it out into the world.
Yes.
And they're listening to it?
Yes. And that means, I'm sorry, but your husbands are listening to it, too.
You mean my ex-husband is listening to it?
Yes, our ex-husbands. Let's all divorce them.
I'm going to go right down there right now and march right up to my husband. Whose name I can't even bring myself
Chad.
To.
Chad. It's Chad.
I don't even want to say his
name. Chad?
Yeah.
Because he's, is he Chad,
Chad,
really?
Don't even
I'm
say
pretty,
it.
It's Chad.
I'm going to go right down those stairs right here.
You're so
opening
brave.
The door, going down the
ooh,
stairs. Down here we go.
Yeah.
And it's go a long him. Staircase.
Oh, it's so long. Yeah.
I'm going one step, ooh. Two step down the stairs. Yeah. You promised me that there aren't any bears. I'm going to get ooh. Down there and tell Chad bye-bye, too bad, so sad.
I'm going with you. You know what I say?
Yeah.
When you were saying that, I was like, he's on his way, and I'm gonna follow him, gonna back you up, and then go up to my husband and say, hey, what's up?
Yeah. Divorcing our husband right now.
Three divorces at the same time. Can you guys sing and can you guys rhyme?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know, yes, if it's sure, of course. I don't know if I can join you, ladies. I don't know if I'm ready for divorce. I might just see if we can return to our former relation and set down an ultimatum with a trial separation.
Trial separation. Trial separation. The only solution to this creation is a trial separation. I'm gonna be like, hey, Chad, your ears are broke. You gotta fix them now. No joking, no joke. Cause if you like that song, you get out of my house. And you take that meatloaf that I made right out of your mouth. And you know that we'll never have sex again. And we will not remain just amicable friends. Cause your music taste makes me hate your soul. Now get out of my house and take your mechanical bowl.
Whoa, I'm gonna miss that bowl. I love your guys' barbecue.
I love that bowl, but honestly, you have to draw a line somewhere, and it's like, what do I want? The mechanical bull or the man with the very bad taste? And if one has to go, both have to go.
You're right. You're right. Hey, fellas, we have something to say to you. Oh, hey, hey, babe.
Yeah, what's up?
What's
look
up?
Who it is.
Me just record scratch.
Look who it is. It's our wives from upstairs.
What do you guys want to say? We want to say two words.
Trial separation.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Oh, sorry. Hang on. Let me get that.
You going back? Whoa, up.
Yeah, I'm gonna run up these stairs.
I'm gonna run up the stairs too.
Yes.
I think they did just. Whoa!
That
wait,
was like
what just happened?
Messed up.
Yeah.
They just came and said just two words and then ran up the stairs.
Marjorie, you just ran up the stairs.
I
oh, someone's
up,
at the door.
Yeah, I got up in the door. Oh my gosh. Miss Bjorkian Ono, what are you doing at our house in Toledo?
I heard the one person bought my album, and I wanted to visit them.
Oh my gosh.
Miss Bjorkian Ono, what is that large furry creature on
that's
the leash behind
furry
you?
Furry elephant.
It, oh. Really? Because it doesn't look
it
like
a... It looks like a bear. It looks like a bear.
It's a furry elephant with a small, short nose.
Are you sure? Because it looks a lot like a bear.
Do you have a bear in our house?
I do have a bear!
Oh! Close the door! Close the door! Close the door!
Wait, Britt. You're screaming.
Well, yeah.
Sounded so good.
Wait. Wait, what'd you say?
Your screaming sounded so good. Will you be on my next album of screams?
No, Miss Bjorkian Ono, honestly, like, I don't really... I'm so sorry. I don't want to hurt your feelings, like... Honestly, you seem like you have a lot of passion and, like, amazing bone structure, but I don't like your music.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Your last album, is it just a recording of that bear eating a cat?
Some of it, maybe 50, 52%.
Slam! What are we going to do?
I don't
There's
know.
There's a bear at our door!
There's a Bjorkian Ono with a bear at the door!
And you guys... We have
Debbie, Debbie, wake up! Debbie fainted! She's so scared!
Oh, my God. I was downstairs.
Debbie!
It's so much more fun in the man cave.
Guys, it's not a man cave. We have equal access to that room, and I like a lazy boy.
That's fair, but it's decorated like a man cave.
I'm seeing a bunch of sports.
That's not what I was talking about. There's just a bunch of World of Warcraft the movie posters on the wall.
What are you implying? That I can't like that?
You can, but just
it's
like...
It's directed by David Bowie's son.
Why do we keep talking about this? Hey, Debbie, wake up!
I'm so sorry. I'm so tired from that sandwich.
You're right.
There's so much bread in your sandwich, Rose.
Debbie, there's a bear outside and Bjorkian. Oh, no.
That's right, yes.
Guys, I'm so scared because that bear is here and it's terrifying. But also, like, if Dirk meets her, I mean, I think that he might be, like, so far gone. Like, it'll be divorce, not a trial separation.
She's very pretty.
And honestly, like, even just hearing her voice, I was like, wait a second, maybe I was too hard on her. Was I being a Trish to her music?
I love listening to her voice when she... Oh my gosh.
Were we being Trishes?
Is everyone a little bit of a Trish?
I think everyone has a little Trish in them.
Dang it.
You know, I guess... Sometimes we all forget we got our own ish. And each and every one of us is just a little bit of a trash. You're, if you're not full Trisha, you're at least Trisha-ish. Everyone's a little bit of a trash.
Trash.
We go through life seeing ourselves as we wish. But at the end of the day, we might ignore we're a little bit Trish. And we might think that we are a dolphin, but we're a fish.
Yeah.
Because in the end, we all are a little bit Trish.
One time, I went to the store to get myself a treat. But I found out inside I was gonna meet someone.
Yeah.
But not outside, inside.
Right.
It was something of a dirty dish. It was a bad, nasty person who screamed at the cashier. I was being a Trish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was being a Trish.
Because sometimes you just wanna kinda act like a bitch and... Everyone does that because everyone's a bit of a Trish.
Everyone's a trash.
You might think your food is just the best. It's so delish. But hey, you're a little bit of a Trish.
You're a little bit.
Little bitch Trish.
Little bit.
A little bitch Trish.
Little bit.
A little bitch Trish.
And we should remember this. We're all a little trash. Will the ladies learn to accept Bjorkio Ono for who she is? Will that bear eat anyone? Will the men continue to be best pals? Find out when we return to the second half of...
Oh no! Trial Separation! The musical! How do you feel about swag?
Oh, you know, I love swag.
Yeah. Hello. My name is Gunther.
And I am Dieter, and we offer a wide range of clothing, accessories, and novelty items, all courtesy of your favorite podcast, including, this one I really love off book. It is so good.
Oh, Dieter, I really love that one here at our company that we own called Pod Swag.
We've got pins, stickers, shirts galore.
Shirts galore.
Also, We have a brand new logo tee, fresh off the rack, in sizes extra small to 2XL for your off-book fest.
Yeah, some people want to say, I love the logo that you have, but it says better than the Beatles, and I'm not 100% ready to have that fight with the random person that I see on the street.
Who doesn't understand that I'm making a reference from the very first episode of this podcast.
So we have one now. It just says off-book on it.
You're welcome.
Buy the swag.
Go to podswag.com and check out the merch of off-book and use the code OFFBOOK25 for 25% off. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, from July 23rd to July 31st, you can get 25% off everything in the off-book collection.
That is a very good deal.
That's a good deal. But hurry, this discount only runs through July 31st.
Or as I like to say, Harry Potter's birthday.
Harry Potter's birthday, July 31st. Okay, back into the internet from our country of Germany Online.
Welcome back.
When we last left, there was maybe divorce, but starting with a trial separation all over music taste? I don't know, that sounds a little bit trish.
Definitely, there's a bear outside and three couples who are going through some stuff. How are they going to come out the other end? Find out on the second half of Trial Separation right now.
What's that sound?
Debbie, we told you. There's a bear and Björk and
Ona. I keep forgetting
outside.
There's a bear here.
Hold on. The bear is knocking, and I know it's the bear because Björk and Ona, I can see her, is dancing around in the middle of the street. Hold on.
Hello.
It's this. Okay. That was terrifying.
You tell me what you saw just now.
Wait, guys, what's happening? Sorry, I was just getting everyone refills of Arnold Palmer.
Did you put anything in the Arnold Palmer? Because I could swear a bear just helloed me.
Wait, yeah, lemonade?
What?
Wait, I put in lemonade?
To the Arnold Palmer?
And I put in iced tea?
That would just be normal Arnold
Palmer. And I put in ice.
Okay, so no is the answer
And
to that
I put
question.
In a straw.
Okay.
That's it.
So you did not spike the Arnold Palmer?
No.
Is there a name for an Arnold Palmer that has alcohol in it?
I think it's an Arnold Palmer because I think the golfer, he used to put a little vodka in there himself. He was just a fun old man on the links.
But if I go to, say, a P.F. Chang's or a Sizzler and order an Arnold Palmer, they will not bring me an alcoholic drink.
No, but I believe that's how, like, the golfer OG made it.
Okay, yeah. That's just, like, such a fun, interesting fact. There's a bear outside and I think it just talked to me.
Well, you guys, I mean, maybe we're just stressed out. Let me just meet this bear.
Oh, hold on. Okay.
Hello.
Boom.
Okay, that bear said hello.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, it's not fully like sentient and can't talk, but like it's beginning to. It's like the beginning.
Yeah.
Like,
what is sentient?
I just had like a crazy idea.
Oh, Debbie.
Okay.
So, wait, hold on.
You know,
crazier or not crazy. As crazy as the time you were like, let's take two of these pizza bagels and put them together and put lox in the middle and have a pizza bagel and lox sandwich.
It's that crazy.
Oh my God.
It's that crazy. So you know we like want to divorce our husbands.
Child separation.
But, yeah. But like then it's like we get half the money, this and that.
Yeah.
Sure. What if, okay, crazy idea.
Okay.
We just send the crazy bear downstairs to kill our husband.
Oh my gosh.
Kill
Debbie,
two birds.
Debbie.
Get the bear out of the front door. Get
Debbie,
him downstairs.
Jump.
Is
Debbie,
this crazy?
Well, here's the thing,
I'm
Debbie.
Crazy.
Debbie, you got those big ideas, then we walk them back. You've got those
big ideas, then we walk them back.
It's
sorry.
Like, let's take the little kernel, but not full bear attack. You got those big ideas, but we walk them back.
I love a brainstorming session with Debbie, because it might start with a murmur, but then it's much like a snowball rolling down a hill, and inevitably it ends up at murder.
It's like I even remember the bagels and lox.
Oh,
do you remember how that conversation, we started that talk?
Yeah.
She was like, what if the next time the pizza delivery boy came to the door?
We killed him! You take those big ideas and we walk them back.
Sorry, guys.
Big ideas and we walk them back.
Go big or go
you
home.
You start with a roundhouse kick, we end with a tap. You've got those big ideas and we walk them back.
You guys are like my crazy best friends.
We are.
And you make me do things I didn't think I'd do in the end.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking, I know it's a little harsh, but if we send the bear down and they kill them, we'll be able to take that trip to the marsh that we talked about.
We really want to go to the marsh. We really, really, really want to go to the marsh.
It would pay for itself.
We really, really, really want to go to the marsh. go to the mark.
Okay, so how about this? We do send down the bay.
Right,
okay.
Good. I like
so
it
so our
far.
Hovelins all run away.
Uh-huh.
And then we do a lawsuit because they're all absent and the judge will give us our way.
Wait a minute. What if we just send the bear downstairs?
Okay.
But instead of them running away, okay, let me be clear.
Okay.
The people just sit there, the bear claws them, and they get murdered because they're like,
that's
organs
the same
are coming
idea.
Out.
Take the
meat
out, eat them, and want them back.
Did I do it again?
Crazy, crazy. Then we want them back.
Oh my God,
that
I'm
was
sorry.
Literally a bear attack. It was a big idea.
And let's
we'll walk it back.
Okay, I love that, and yeah. I feel like so jazzed. Like that, okay, I would put yes. on a vision board, but then like the way it happens,
love it.
Guys, what if this? I feel like if I got down deep and I dug about like the kernel of why this music thing has even ruffled my feathers, mm-hmm. I'd be like, wait a second. Maybe I feel like I don't know him, and maybe he is like capable of loving something more than me. So we get Bjorki and Whoa. Ono to stage a fake bear attack on us. And when we watch our husbands come save our lives, our love is reinvigorated. They remember us and appreciate us. And then we're like, wait a second. Guys, now that we're all fine and safe, we gotta celebrate with a trip to the marsh.
That's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
Wait, can I do a little tweak?
I'm open for tweaks.
Okay, so bear comes in, da da da.
Attacks us. Da,
a pretend attack.
We then get the rope from the basement,
uh-huh.
tie it around our necks,
okay.
kill ourselves.
Okay.
Then they're really like, oh my God,
Debbie!
I miss them.
Debbie!
I miss them.
Debbie, listen.
Debbie, what's the end game here if we're all dead?
They're going to feel so bad for us.
But we can't go to the marsh. I mean...
That's okay. I didn't think it through. Go ahead. Yeah, you guys
only
do the
go
plan.
To that great marsh and the great beyond.
And we don't know for sure how marsh
I
it
have
is.
Two issues with this plan, and I don't want to put it down because it's really frustrating when you're like, let's not do that, but then the person doesn't
Would you compliment sandwich it for me?
Sure.
Because I love sandwiches.
I love the daring, big picture, bold moves of that gorgeous plan.
Thank you.
I think it shows a lot of confidence, both from you and a lot of creativity, and I really, I like it on
Don't
a lot
forget
of
you're going to have to do this again at
no
the
problem.
End, because that
gone.
Felt like, oh my gosh.
Oh, it's a lot of bread on both sides of the sandwich.
Oh my gosh,
Don't
thank you.
Don't you even worry
okay,
about
Okay, great. Give me that meat.
I am concerned about the fake bear attack.
I hear you.
For two reasons.
Okay.
One, I'm not 100% sure a bear knows the difference between a real attack, fake attack, speaking or no. Two, that bear is now seems to have a whiteboard and is holding up a sign that says, do you have any cats inside? I'm very hungry. Nom, nom, nom.
Okay.
Let me finish the sandwich.
Okay.
I think the World of Warcraft movie probably has some really wonderful visual design and takes place in such a feist in the fantastical world of Azeroth that probably there's something to like there. Like, I'm saying, I don't know what it is. There's gotta be a world for you. Something in the world that's true. In the World of Warcraft.
You don't know what it is, but you know it's true.
Oh, there's gotta be something there for you in the World of Warcraft.
A clock is right twice a day, so the World of Warcraft, I must say, has to have at least two parts that are good. Yes, yes?
Yes, yes. And like, maybe the entire movie is just battle scenes and I'm bored. But there's like great art direction in distinguishing the Alliance and the Horde.
There's gotta be a world
for you. There's gotta be a world that's true.
That makes it worth it for me
in the World of Warcraft.
The aft?
The aft. The back
you
of
know,
the world.
The aft.
You know, the world
yes.
of the aft.
The back.
It's
the
like
aft.
The back of a boat.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
I can tell you, I think it was too much for Duncan Jones to bite off.
up.
Sure.
But he did his best, so I think it's rude for us to all scoff.
I mean, there's so many types of heroes that are there. There's surely something for everyone. Something, cause they prepared a shaman and a druid and a paladin and a mage and a priest and a death knight and a demon hunter and a rogue.
There's gotta be a world.
There's gotta be a world. Are we sure? Question real
yes.
quick. Are we sure it's a bear and not a druid who is shape-shifting into a druid who's specced as a tank in World of Warcraft and shape-shifting into a bear? This sentence doesn't mean anything to the two of you. That's fine.
No, let it be known. I've never played the game. I just loved that film.
Just love the movie. Just a fan of the film. As opposed to me. Who loves the game but hates the movie.
That's
probably
right.
Because I hold my fandom too close, if we're being totally honest.
Yeah, that's right. I think that happens a lot.
But the bear is knocking down the door.
Listen, here's what I think. We have to ask Bjorkian Ono if it's even possible. Bjorkian?
Yes.
Will you come here without the bear for a second? I mean, woolly elephant.
Okay. Stay here, Mr. Woolly Elephant friend. Pat pat on the head. Pat pat on the head.
He seems very well trained.
Yeah. That's actually our question is, listen, I don't want to like put this on you because like you're just an artist creating and like I don't want you to feel like you're responsible, but like you are responsible for our potential divorces. And we, it's too much to explain, but we need your bear to fake attack us in order to save our marriage. Is he like well trained? Like,
oh, yes. Very well trained he is.
Girls, I think we got it.
We're going to get that marsh vacation after all.
Listen, I know exactly what to do to make this bear do everything we need. We'll use Bjorkian Ono, and I'll make him a sandwich that I tell him is a cat sandwich. It's got to be the best sandwich I've ever made.
You're gonna have to perfectly replicate the flavors of cats, not knowing what those flavors are.
If my bear thinks it's fake cat, he will destroy us all.
So he's not
me
well
included.
He's not well trained.
He is,
but to a point.
Except he has his limits.
Is it
like food that isn't actually cat food?
Oh, we're saying we can't tell any food lies to that bear.
Don't lie to the bear about food.
Tell any food lies to that bear. He's a hungry, hungry, hungry bear, and I shouldn't even ask it. There can't be food lies that we tell of that bear when we hand him a picnic basket.
Can I take the next verse?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Why? I kind of am starting to get it.
I kind of like it more than I used to.
Thank you.
Marjorie, this is your moment. You are a sandwich boss. Now what could I put on tuna to make it look like cat if I cover it in sauce? Because maybe the cat ate tuna.
Sure.
So it makes sense it would be in its belly. And maybe I can hide the color and texture if I cover it in jelly.
Oh, that now reminds me of a plan I got that's so sweet. If it's inside the cat, we just gotta fill the sandwich with things that a cat would eat. Like tiny pieces of your couch and random pieces of string.
And also,
but we can't tell food lies to that bear. We can't tell food lies to that bear. And don't try to get one past him, cause I know that he will care.
If we tell food lies to that bear.
Hey guys, do you feel like you hear something like above the basement?
I hear like dulcet tones above the
basement. But now also I hear, help us! Help us! There's a bear!
Oh no.
Is that the song or are people upset?
It's so hard to tell.
It's the exact same.
Husbands, your wives are being attacked by a bear!
I
feel like it's not the song.
I mean, like, I don't know. I haven't, like, heard, like, any B-sides or, like, deep covers or anything Listen, that she has. Probably should get up those stairs. And we know the stairs take a long time.
I don't have a lot of weapons, but I do have my fists as weapons as a monk, which is another fighting class in the World of Warcraft. Let's go up the stairs!
Oh, gotta get up the stairs. Getting up the stairs.
One stair, two stairs, three stairs, four. You gotta take it one stair at a time. Six stairs, seven stairs, eight stairs, nine stairs.
You gotta make incredible time.
Now go this roundabout staircase that is very, 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 very long. This basement is so deep down, it's gonna take a whole damn song to go. Getting up the stairs, up the stairs, up the stairs, the stairs,
up the stairs, up the stairs, up the stairs.
One stair, two stairs, three stairs, four stairs, five, six stairs. Oh crap, you guys, I lost count of the stairs. We gotta go back down to the bottom of the stairs and count all. What am I talking about? No, we don't. Our wives are in danger at the top of the stairs.
To the stairs, to the stairs, up the stairs, up the stairs. Oh my gosh! This bear attacked our wives! Look it! They're all lying on the ground with definitely blood!
Definitely blood?
Oh my god.
They're covered in grass and pieces of couches.
Oh my gosh! Marjorie, I'm so sorry. I should have told you every day that you were perfect, because you were perfect every day, except for when you weren't. But that's okay, because you're just like, everybody's got a little bit of, you know, ish inside them. I should have been like, I see your ish, and I love you in spite and despite, and because of it, it makes you a complicated tapestry. Why didn't I say that ever?
Carly, I should have told you.
Say sorry to Carly first, then I'll go. Sorry,
you go
ahead.
Debbie, no. I want to talk to you.
I'll talk to Debbie
no,
next.
You go no, first.
You go,
no,
you
go
started
first.
First. Say, Carly, what you like about her.
What do I not like about her? I like how she's... Carly.
I'll go first.
You go first. Okay. I'm ready to
Debbie. Oh, God, Debbie. The way you smile. I'm going to miss the food you make and the, I don't know, the twinkle in your eye. Wait, no, you go. I actually can't think of much.
Carly.
Marjorie.
You fill up the bread and water pitcher every time.
Debbie, I think. It's Debbie, right?
Your wife?
I call her Cupcake. That's why I didn't remember her name.
That's so sweet.
That reminds me.
Oh, Cupcake.
Marjorie.
I do think you're the best. I think you're better than Marjorie. What?
It's fair. I mean, he can talk about his wife that way.
I think she's
better. I mean, I also think my wife is better than your wife, fine. But I feel like that's not the point of this.
Wait, no, your wife is not better than my wife.
Oh yeah,
though.
No, she definitely is.
Let me see, empirically speaking, my wife is better than yours.
In what way?
Every way.
My wife could
wife
totally
be better.
Beat your wife's up.
Bullshit, my wife is a fucking champion warrior. She's taking this kickboxing class. First of all, I could beat the shit out of both of you.
What?
And my wife,
bro,
could beat the shit out of me. No question, Carly is the best.
My wife is always thinking about murder. She'll fucking kill you, dude. I swear to God. I mean, I wasn't up here at the time, but I bet when she saw that bear, she was like, we should send that bear down to kill our fucking husbands.
Yeah, that's true. Honestly, like, Debbie has the most darkness. So
dark,
if it came
dude.
Down to some scrappy shit, right. I wouldn't put it past her one bit. But I think Marjorie could really try, because she tried so hard at everything, and sometimes I would ignore. And now she's laying dead from a bear on our spotless kitchen floor.
We should have checked their pulse. Do you notice we didn't even check or call 911?
They're so clearly dead.
Oh, that's why they're so clearly
dead. They're just covered in a substance that smells like tomatoes, but it's definitely blood because it's red. And
oh, Marjorie.
Oh, Carly.
Deborah, my cupcake.
Marjorie,
Carly,
Deborah, my cupcake.
should have tried harder to protect your heart from the things in life that are harsh.
And you?
And I definitely should have taken you.
I definitely should have taken you to the marsh. The bear is
slow clapping, ironically. What kind of bear is
now,
this?
Now someone else is clapping. Now they're all clapping.
We're not dead.
We're not dead.
Stupid idiots. This is ketchup. That's why it smells like tomatoes. Dumb.
But also, that was so sweet
that's
what you
so
said.
So sweet when you said I could beat the nice shit out of Deborah. That was
true. And I loved what you said about protecting my heart. And now I'm so happy that all of us are going
to the marsh.
Well, you think we're going to take you to the marsh after you scared the crap out of us? We thought you were dead.
Wait, yeah, of course. Like, every promise you have to keep, always.
No, I mean, for sure, just, like, give us a second.
Yeah,
like, give us, like, I'd love to go to a marsh.
We'll talk about a vacation in a minute.
I'd love to go to the marsh, and you're right, we absolutely are going to take you to the marsh, but,
yeah,
like,
there's no doubt we're going to the marsh.
I need to take that emotional transition real quick, because, like, you were dead a second ago.
Yeah, I know,
but now I'm not, and, like, TikTok, let's go to the marsh.
But wait, I think I get it, and I think I know one thing that'll, like, help our husbands get through this moment.
Sure, what's that?
It's meeting their freaking hero. Come in here, Bjorki and Ono.
Hello, everybody.
Oh my god.
What?
Oh my gosh. Our wives are the best wives. Our wives are the best lives. Our wives are the best wives. And our lives are the best lives.
Yeah. Our lives are the best lives. Specifically, my wife is the best wife.
No, dude. Just let it be the best for you, dude.
Yeah.
Don't be a freaking Trish Rude.
Oh, you're saying all our lives are the best lives.
Yeah, they're like for us.
All our wives are the best wives.
Right.
Maybe that's what makes a Trish, is they just think about themselves.
Yeah. They're never thinking about how, like, something that's good for them might not be the best for another. And they should try to not foist stuff on someone and insult their sisters and brothers. It's cool if I like something, and it's cool if you don't like it. And this is a thing, yeah, I've learned some. You just don't wanna yuck someone's yum.
Our lives are the best lives. Our wives are the best wives.
Our lives are the best lives. And our wives.
We've got the best husbands.
Yeah, we do.
They're the best and we love them.
Woo.
We've got the best husbands. They're the best and we love them.
Oh my gosh, you guys, what an amazing day at the marsh.
I love this marsh so much. It's like got all of the water of a beach without the scary, scary motion of the ocean.
Yes.
My favorite part is this dank smell.
I like the mosquitoes. Why is it the bear is how come why?
Because it's like you feel like there's friends all around you.
Deborah, what's your favorite part?
I like the part that...
She's got that crazy look.
No, it's hear me out and tell me this is crazy, okay? Because I just thought of something that's, I think, crazier than those bagel pieces.
Wait, is it crazier than the time you were like, let's buy a bunch of Lunchables for children and then stack them up and then inside of it put a bunch of Passover matzo?
Yes, it's that crazy.
Okay, whoa.
So, okay, you know we're at a marsh.
Yeah.
And, like, no one's around for miles and miles.
Okay.
So there's no, like, help?
Sure.
Okay, let's see how this is going. What if we do... six-person suicide pack, head in the marsh, just our feet are set up, and we put smiley faces on our shoes. Some people find us, they think we're these, like, funny shoe
people. Maybe we walk that back and just do, like, a fun mud mask at the marsh.
Or, like, a group photo that we keep forever.
Also, guys, I didn't notice this, but Bjorki and Ono and that bear both came with us. There's definitely eight of... Wait, hold on. That bear's got a... I've never noticed, but... There's a zipper on the back of that bear. What is this? I'm pulling down the zipper. Oh my god, it's Trish!
It's me, Trish.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh,
Trish. Did you guys miss me?
I mean,
kind of.
Yeah.
How come you never called? I called all of you. No one called me back.
You know what? We weren't mean to you, Trish.
We want you to come back to
be
the group.
Be in this group photo that was Debbie's idea that we walked back from a group suicide.
To just having mud on our face.
Okay. So I'm back in the group?
Yeah, because you know what? Our Trish has the best-ish.
Thanks.
Our Trish has the best-ish.
Our Trish has the best-ish.
We love you, Trish.
I love you guys, too.
Our lives are the best lives.
The best husbands.
Our lives are the best lives.
They're the best that we love.
Do you guys ever go to the mall and... Sorry, am I interrupting?
No, no,
what,
no.
What?
No, no,
just
off.
I'm sorry. No,
no Trish,
I feel like
what's
now
about the
like,
mall?
We don't want Trish here anymore. Go, I'm sorry.
No, it's good. We go to the mall.
Yeah, we go to the mall. Is that the end of it?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I was just wondering.
We're going to need our recalibration.
Am I kicked out of the group again?
No.
We'll never do that
just
again.
Like,
that's too mean.
Tread lightly.
Yeah, just okay. Like, unless you're mean
I'll
to us
again. I'll be quieter.
Yeah, just don't be mean. Just don't be mean. So that we can
we'll be back right after other things.
Guys, are you looking for a new podcast? Because you listen to this one, so you like them, and you already like comedy and music, because that's what this podcast is.
If you're listening to this, we know two things. You like comedy, and you like music.
And so you should listen to Supergroup.
Hi, my name's Bronk.
Hi, my name's Donk.
We're Bronk and Donk from the new podcast, Off Bonk. But that's not what this is about.
No, this is about this other podcast, Supergroup, where hosts Tawny Newsome and Alex Kleiner invite a comedian musician to write and record an original song with them over the course of a week.
Yeah, and if you're like, do I only hear the end of the song? No. You'll hear every step of the process, from writing and rewriting to recording and mixing. Hear songs with Open Mike Eagle, Ted Leo, Paul F. Tompkins, Janet Varney, and also more.
Good job, Bronk.
Thanks, Donk.
This podcast is funny. Pretty much, like, way funnier even than Off Donk.
Off Donk is a serious podcast.
We talk about what's really getting off our donks.
I'm trying to get things off of our donks. But this podcast is both funny and the songs are legit. So listen to Supergroup, but only on Stitcher Premium.
You guys, you gotta be up on Stitcher Premium by now. It has so much good content. Go to stitcherpremium.com/supergroup and use the promo code OFFBOOK, not OFFDONK.
I know. I don't know what this other podcast is, but I guess use the code OFFBOOK for a free month of Stitcher Premium.
Get that whole month. Get something off your donk.
Get off your donk.
Listen to Supergroup with the code OFFBOOK. Bye.
Welcome back, Kyle.
That was so great.
So funny.
You guys are great. I was just trying to keep up.
Well, boy, oh boy, did you. That, my gosh, that Debbie who just wants every idea to be murder.
Oh, man, it was so funny. I lost my mind.
She's a very bad person.
I think she just...
She's just got... She's got big
ideas, but she's not acting on them.
She throws, right. She throws the Hail Marys.
She's like, but what if we were all dead?
Right.
And then she lets her friends be like, or, girl, let's make a snack. And then she's like, yeah, that sounds good.
She keeps that group exciting for sure.
She's a lot of fun. Yeah. She's a lot of fun. She's doing blowjob shots. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
When they go out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's like, I'll do one.
I'll do one, for sure.
We're going to end with a little regular segment called New Phone Who Dis. So all we need is a incoming or outgoing text message.
And then we're going to wrap about it.
Let me know if this is a good one to wrap at.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm free. You tell me when. No prob. I understand.
Is that the whole text?
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm free. You tell me when. No prob.
I understand. That's great.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
West Coast.
I'm free. You tell me when.
It's no problem because I understand. You were like, hey, here's the thing, I'll lay this down. You don't need the specifics of the plan in there or around, because I know what you mean. And brother, I am there. Not only that, but I am very prepared.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. So I'm showing up fully prepared and no doubt.
You know I'm excited to hang and see your face. And if you could just please tell me the time and the place. What are we doing? Is it karaoke or just having a meal? I don't care, but what's the deal? But in the end, no, if I don't have a plan, dude, you know, no prob, I'll understand. Hit me back if it's better another day, because you know I wanna hang with you either way.
Ha, you think you're cool? You think you can't hang with me? Let me tell you something you're gonna hear, you're gonna see. I'm the best, the number one in the world. So hang with me, you get all the girls, bro. Look, man, I understand. If you're too busy, then stay at home. But here's the problem. If you don't come out, then you're gonna be a Boy Scout?
Oh, yeah. If you're too busy, please stay at home.
Yeah.
If you're too busy, please stay
at home.
I'm not trying to take you away from the things in your home. So if you're too busy, just stay
home.
Has your wife been out of town for a couple of weeks? Is this the first time that you can watch a show on repeat? Have you been saving all those old episodes of Staircase? And this is the first time you could see her face?
Are you technically free? But she's like, I just feel like we haven't connected in a while. Yeah, that's right. I feel like the two of us should have some alone time. But if you wanna go out, it's technically fine. Nah, you stay at home. You nurture that flower. You make sure that you pleasure her like hour by hour. And if she doesn't wanna sleep with you, that's also fine. You could just sit on the couch and straight up recline. Yeah, this is that taking care of your relationship music.
Straight up recline.
Yo, that's right. Going out, I love it.
Sometimes it's a little quick grab.
Yeah, I love it. Brett was like, you're not going to do better.
That was a good end.
Brett straight up reclined when we said that. No.
Brett was like, I'm done with this podcast.
He's right. That was a good edit. It was a good edit, Brett. Honestly.
Yeah, Brett. You're right.
Yeah, Brett, when you're right, you're right.
You're right.
Thank you so much. This is Off Book. Kyle Dunnigan.
I had a great time.
Thank
I feel like
so
I was
much.
A little rusty, but.
Not
no.
even at all. Where? What are your socials? What should the people know? Where can they find you? What do you want to plug?
Instagram, Kyle Dunnigan 1.
Hell yeah.
Would love followers. And I'm going to be, if you're in LA, the Kyle Dunnigan Experiment at Largo Theater, September 5th.
Ooh, cool. That's a great venue. Go check it out. Big shout out to Greg Smith on the keys. Thank you so much. Greg is part of a rap podcast called Dopetown 3000. It's a Campfire Media podcast found wherever you get podcasts. They have really interesting conversations with really great people, and then they do some freestyle rap about it. It's great. Check it out. We are going on tour.
That's right. So we're just going, you can find the information of where we are performing and the dates. We've tweeted this out. It's on my Instagram and it's on like the Off Book Twitter. But we're just going to read the cities for you so that you're like, I haven't checked it out, but hey, maybe the city's going to spark something in your heart.
Yeah.
We got Detroit. Well, we will already have been to Detroit when you hear this.
We have been to Detroit. We will be in Portland.
We will be in Seattle.
We'll be in Los Angeles.
Houston.
Brooklyn.
Washington, D.C.
San Francisco.
Chicago.
So, yeah, check it out.
If you're in those cities or a close enough area where it's not a pain, come see us. We'd love to see your face with our face.
Yeah.
You get to be here.
Oh, I'm going to give a shout out if you happen to be in Edinburgh, Scotland right now. Check out Voldemort, the Teenage Hogwarts musical parody at the Fringe Festival. It's a musical that I helped write along with some people who've been on the pod. It's
very funny and good.
Yeah, go check it out.
If you are in Edinburgh.
If you're in Edinburgh.
You know what? If you're in the UK, get up there.
Get over there.
Because it's fun as hell.
It is also selling out, so get tickets in advance if you want to go. Yeah.
Thanks, Brett. Thanks, Dana.
Thanks, Brett. Thanks, Dana. We'll get you those drums when we find them again.
Get them those boom booms.
And as we say at the end of every podcast,
make America great again. Oh.
Everyone in the room exploded. So we say at the end of every podcast, if you're making me a craft, bring it from the aft. Sorry, I ran the structure again. You just looked so sad that I was like, I gave you a shitty setup, guys.
I liked it a lot.
Okay.
Do the whole thing again?
If you're gonna make me a craft,
what's the second?
Bring it from the aft.
And if you're gonna play some sports, do it on the port.
Yeah! Boom, boom, boom.
Bye. Bye.